Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, Law of Attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. I'm George Lizos, and I have something exciting to announce. I am thrilled to announce that from now on, I'll be your host. I'm taking over from Emma, and this will be called the Spiritual Kings Badass Podcast. There you go. I'm just kidding. I have here with me the one and only, the Spiritual Queen herself, Her Majesty Emma Mumford, in this special episode to celebrate the 200th episode of the podcast. It is such an honor to have been invited back for this episode, not to talk about me, but to sort of have a reflective chat with Emma about her highlights so far with the podcast. So Emma, how are you today?
Oh my God, George, can I just say that intro? You can come on and be spiritual queen, a spiritual king, sorry, anytime you want to, anytime. But thank you so much for doing this. I mean, obviously we had Hannah last time and I thought, right, for 200 episodes, let's bring some new energy. And I couldn't think of anybody more perfect than you, George. So thank you so much for doing this.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. I can't wait to get started with the questions I have for you today because it's a 200th episode. That first question I'm going to ask won't be an easy one to answer because you've had such an amazing group of guests on the podcast. So my first question for you is, looking back on this 200th episode, who has been your favorite guest so far? The one that stood out more?
Oh God, this is so hard because... like, I just feel like I get so much from the guest interviews as well. Like, I'm really lucky that sort of from 100th episode, 200th episode, you know, we've had flipping like phenomenal people. We've had Gabby Bernstein. We've had Marianne Williamson. We've had Example, one of my music heroes. We've had Matt Kahn, who's someone I've wanted to interview for a while. We've had Mel Robbins. We've had so many phenomenal people. Wim Hof, can't forget Wim. So I feel like I really set like high goals and intentions for the next 100 episodes. And I feel like every single one has been ticked. And if it hasn't, it's work in progress as well. So I think it's almost like impossible to pick one, but I think I'll do like, who was like the most starstruck? So who was like my favorite kind of celebrity starstruck guest? And I think the most potent guest. So I think the most starstruck was, it's probably Wim Hof or Marianne Williamson. I mean, to be honest, on a personal level, it's Example, of course, because he's my music idol as such. And it felt weird to like sit down with him and like, yeah, just have a 45 minute chat with him about spirituality. But Marianne Williamson was great. And I think I loved everything she said. I've loved her work for years, but I just loved how we were talking about our favorite chocolate and her daughter lives down the road from me. So it was just a really surreal moment where you're like, oh my God, like, this is so crazy. I'm talking to Marianne Williamson. Like, we've known each other for ages. This is crazy. And I loved Wim Hof's interview because, oh God, there was just so much in that. Like, he is such an amazing teacher and I'm just so glad I came across his work, and he's just like the most gentlest man ever. And honestly, his energy is just
contagious. Honestly, I loved that interview. So I just feel really grateful that I've been able to sit down with those people. But I think the most sort of whoa, sort of like, wow, that really shifted me interview was actually Matt Kahn. It was quite a recent one. And it was almost one I didn't expect to, if I'm honest, because we spoke about things like inner child work, which obviously, you know, I sing about and preach about all the time. And actually, I just really loved a lot of his perspectives. And I think it just gave me some really helpful reminders of about surrender, inner child work, and just unconditional love. Like, I loved it.
I love when we get to meet our heroes and they live up to our expectations. That is the best feeling ever. And that's exactly, I think, how you felt about Marianne Williamson and Wim Hof as well. Now, I have a sort of similar question, but with a slight change here. Like, on a personal level, who did you feel you clicked with the most and you felt like you could spend hours talking to them about topics like completely relevant to spirituality? Because I've had those experiences on my podcast when I'm chatting with someone trying to keep it professional and talk about spirituality, and all I want to do is chat about something completely different because we just vibe off so well. So who was that person for you?
Do you know what? I think there's two people. I mean, I feel like every single person, like, you know, we've always got on, we've always had, you know, a bit of a laugh and stuff, definitely. But I think the two people that stand out is Rebecca Campbell, because if anybody's listened to that episode, for the first 20 minutes, we talk about our favorite roses and we're just like fangirling about David Austin roses, which is like nothing to do with A Letter to a Starseed, her book, but we're just like fangirling over our favorite roses, how we prune them and all of this. So if anybody loves roses like us, that is the episode for you. So I feel like that was a really nice moment where we just sort of like fangirled over roses for 20 minutes. And actually Matt Kahn as well. So yeah. Matt Kahn, this happened after I stopped recording. He was just asking like where I lived in the UK. And he was just telling me about Heston Blumenthal's restaurants in London and his also favorite cheese shops in London. And he was like, Emma, when I'm over, like, we have to go and grab some cheese from the shop and go to Heston's. He was like, take your boyfriend there. Like, you have to go. So we were just like talking about London and he was just, yeah, we were just talking about loads of different stuff. And it just felt like really natural.
I think it's great because you get to like not just meet your heroes, but also become friends with new people and just expand your friendship group, which is so needed in this world, especially in the spiritual community. Now, talking a little bit about the takeaways you learned over the past 4 freaking years. It's been 4 years, Emma. Oh, my goodness. So over the past 4 years doing this podcast, what do you think was your top takeaway that helped you transform on a deeper level?
This is really hard because now I have to think back over 200 episodes. Well, actually 100 episodes really of guests and think, okay, like what was my biggest takeaway? And do you know what? I'm going to share this one, not because the guest necessarily, I mean, she did give obviously amazing, phenomenal information, but it's actually the conversation that happened after the podcast. So when Kathy Heller came on the podcast, and I love Kathy's work, you know, we spoke about business more than anything. She spoke about her books, her business. And after the conversation, we really got into a deep chat. And actually, we spoke for 2 hours after this podcast. And ironically, we gave each other so many breakthroughs in terms of me to relationships with her, and she actually gave me breakthroughs in my relationship at the time as well. And it was just such a random conversation because we were talking about business on the podcast and then suddenly we got onto this like conversation out of the podcast, and it was just really healing. And I think she just gave me a lot of realizations about my own inner work and being held by the masculine. And that for me was such a pinnacle moment of my inner work journey to realize I wasn't allowing myself to be held by the masculine. So I actually owe a heck of a lot to that podcast interview, that conversation I had with Kathy. And she messaged me as well months later and said that the conversation for her as well literally changed her marriage, changed everything. And I was really like taken aback. So I was like, I don't really feel like I said anything groundbreaking. But sometimes it doesn't have to be that. Like, you know, I'm not married myself, like, yeah, but clearly something I said, you know, helped her to see something differently. And clearly something she said to me helped me to be able to go really deep in my inner journey. And like, oh, honestly, I have a lot of gratitude for that conversation.
I think what many people don't realize with this podcast is that it's real conversations that we're having with people that change us and change them on a deeper level as well. Because many times people perceive us as, okay, they're just performing, they're just doing the work, this is a tool to grow their business, but it's more than that. And you've just demonstrated it with this example of how she helped you and you helped her on a very personal level, outside of the podcast after the recording ended. So just on this question, why do you think doing this podcast is important, not just for you, but for your audience and for the world? What do you hope this podcast does globally?
And I love that question, because I always say, and I'm always honest about this, that I never wanted to start this podcast. 4 years ago, I was like, podcasts, nah, nobody listens to podcasts, George. Like, this is you've heard me say this for TikTok, and now look at us laughing. I did the same with this podcast. I was like, what's the point? Like, it's just going to be more work. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't think anybody else listens to podcasts. And everyone was like, Emma, people do really listen to podcasts. And I thought, you know what, sod it, I'm going to try it. So I feel like my intention at the beginning was just to experiment and to just see what this platform could be. But what's transpired from that is phenomenal, because, you know, we were getting like 20,000 listens a month, like straight away, which was phenomenal. And then like a cast approached me and were like, we really want to sign your podcast. Like, you know, we want to help you monetize this. So obviously like that was amazing as well, to have that support from a cast from almost day one. And really from there, it's just gone from strength to strength. And for me, that kind of message and intention over the 4 years, but even right from the beginning, once I realized like, wow, okay, this is something really special. And this is hitting people in a way that my other content hasn't hit people before. And still to this day, it's my most digested content online. I think because people love those real conversations. Like you say, they love those real conversations. They love me just blabbering on about Bridgerton, random stuff, spirituality. They love the guests that come on. And, you know, I have messages all the time of like, thanks to your podcast, Emma, you've introduced me to so-and-so's work, which has really transformed my life. I've even had messages from people who have said that one podcast solo cast episode for me has changed their whole life, and they've, you know, worked on some inner work which has transformed them, or they've had a massive light bulb moment which has like changed everything for them. So for me, like, that's what it's about. It's about providing something free to people where they can come each Monday and know that they're going to be heard, they're going to be seen, they're going to get some, you know, amazing content from myself or a guest, and just really enriching positive conversations. Like, they're part of it as well, you know.
I love that. And you got me thinking as well while you were talking, like, why do I love doing podcasts as well? And it's just a very intimate conversation. Like, the other person feels like they're there with you. They're having a personal connection with you. They're learning from you. And you go deeper than just like a short video on YouTube or like a 60-second video on TikTok. You just give the opportunity to the audience, to the listener, to just...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go in that conversation, they're really like deep and get down and dirty with you and just learn and grow and cry and be happy and feel inspired and have epiphanies. I think it's so wonderful. And 200 episodes, there's so much information and content for people to enjoy, to consume and to learn from. Now, looking into the future, in the next 200 episodes, because I am manifesting this for you, it's going to go to 1,000th episode and I'm going to be there interviewing you again for that episode because I predicted it right now. Here you go, putting it out there. So who would you love to interview over the next 200 episodes and beyond?
Oh, gosh. I mean, to be honest, I feel like this year and 2020, actually, I've hit so many of those guest goals that I'm like, wow, like I really need to think about more now. I think Tony Robbins is still going to be someone I really want to interview. I do keep reaching out. So hopefully his PR team one day are like, let's do it. Adrian Michela, I would love to interview. She's Yoga with Adrian, because I've done her yoga videos like every day for like 4 years now. So I would love to chat with Adrian and bring yoga to the podcast as well. And again, she has said yes. It's just it's the dates, it's getting it booked in the diary. So fingers crossed that will, you know, come into fruition. I mean, if we're aiming high, Oprah would be fantastic. Like,
oh my God. Oprah. Yes. Let's go there, Emma.
Let's get Oprah on. Who else has worked?
Do you know who I would love to see you interview? Esther Hicks.
Oh yes. Do you know what? I feel like that's really attainable as well. I'm going to do it, George. I'm going to reach out.
Oh my God. Do so. Please have a conversation with Abraham. I'll be there listening. Fly on the wall.
I'll bring you onto the Zoom call, George. Esther Hicks would be awesome. Definitely. Definitely Esther Hicks. Gosh, what other books? I just try and think about like the people who have really kind of impacted my life and have really, I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow would be fantastic as well.
She would be epic.
I mean, Goop Lab is like one of my favorite shows on Netflix, Sex, Love and Goop. Oh my gosh, love it. So she would be awesome as well. Jay Shetty, he's been one of my kind of goals for a while. Again, that nearly happened. Book schedules got in the way. So again, I'm holding hope for that's going to come through. I feel like that's everybody. I feel like that's everyone on my kind of list at the moment.
I am so excited for all of this. And I see them manifesting, Emma. There we go. I can't wait to listen to all these episodes. And like outside of the podcast, I know you have so many things happening, so many new projects coming in the future. So I was wondering whether you can give us some like a tease as to what you're currently working on and what people can expect.
Oh, yes. And yeah, like I haven't really spoken about the third book at all. I feel like book one and book two, I was like, here's what it's about. Here's what I'm writing about. Like everybody knew from day one. Whereas this book, honestly, from day one, it was like, do not talk about it until it's written. And I still really feel that now. I've got 4 chapters left to write. You've been with me on this journey, George, writing this book over the last 18 months. Can you believe?
Oh my God, yes.
And it's just transformed because, you know, we've had so many voice notes over those months about this is what I'm thinking, George, this is what I'm, you know, and I think it's just incredible how much that book has transformed from what I originally wanted to write about to where it is now. And I couldn't be prouder of it, to be honest. And obviously, I owe a lot of that to you with your patience and help and, you know, your support as well, of course, and Hannah's. And I think it's just been really nice to have that really nice container of us three and our Happy Mermaids group, you know, just supporting each other and holding that container for it. So the book is coming in November 2022. So literally a year near enough to the date this book's going to come out. I've seen the cover. It is phenomenal. As you know, George, I'm a big fan of it. It's got very neutral vibes, monochrome vibes. It's very much everything that I love in a book cover. And I never expected it for this book. I did not expect to have that for this book. I saw a very different cover for the book, but when Watkins sent it through, I was like, this is the one. This is it. It just like made sense. It was like, yes. So the book is coming. The book is what I'm working on at the moment. So pretty much from February, once the final draft, everything's sent off, I'm more than happy to share what the book is about, what the themes are, and obviously what's coming with that. So there'll be lots of exciting stuff coming way before November next year in excitement for that. And apart from that, really, because I feel like that's kind of taken a lot of my time and energy, certainly over this year as well, to write. I've obviously launched new courses this year, which is exciting, but I've just really had a massive pivot in the brand. So the merchandise, so all my stuff I sell on my shop and Etsy shop, we are getting rid of a lot of it, but the core products, so like the Oracle cards and the journals, are staying. So have no fear, people. But everything else is being cleared out by the end of this year. So you can get some fantastic bargains over Black Friday, guys, and over Christmas with the website shop and Etsy. So next year, I'm hoping by autumn, we are going to have an incredible new product launch, which I am so excited for. Like, I have not been excited for something like this in the line yet, because we are doing it like pro. So it's going to be next level. I don't want to spoil it, but next level merchandise. So that's going to be exciting next autumn.
I don't think I even know about this. I'm so excited right now. I'm hooked.
You know?
I'm not sure. Text me later. I can't wait to hear.
I will. I've also got a spiritual course. Hopefully, I don't want to say dates because I'm still moving dates about in the schedule next year, but I think it's going to be around June next year. I've got my first spiritual course. Well, I've done a spiritual course before, but a full-on live 6-week course coming as well, which is epic. So yeah, a few exciting things coming next year.
Not just a few exciting things coming next year, like more things than most people would do in their entire lives coming next year. That is exciting. And I just quickly want to comment on the book, because I've seen the book and it's so deep. It's beautiful. It's not what people would expect from you, but it's totally you. That's what I love about it, because you're sharing parts of yourself you haven't shared yet so much online. So I think it's so beautiful. And I know you guys are going to love it. Absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you, George.
Now, the final question I have for you is a more of a general question about sort of your personal or spiritual or business discovery that you've had this year. What has been the biggest takeaway of the year? Because we're nearing the end of 2021 as well. So reflecting back, what is the number one thing you learned?
Good question. And last year, it definitely was balance. I feel like, and to be honest, I still feel like that has been the theme of this year, is balance. So I feel like as my health has realigned, I feel like the biggest lesson is alignment this year. If I had to summarize it in a word, I feel like last year was balance coming into this year, into like spring. And I feel like from spring onwards, the word has been alignment. And what I mean by that is, essentially, like, I've always lived in alignment. Like, I've never felt like, oh my God, I'm living totally out of alignment before. But I feel like the alignment has been made clear the more I've listened to myself. And I think especially in business, where I've now cultivated that balance, I really make sure regularly, like, I'm checking in with anything that doesn't feel good. And I'm like, okay, why doesn't this feel good? So I think for me, alignment has really occurred in all areas of my life, because I've really taken it seriously, like the balance side and creating the space, which obviously created, you know, abundance that I've been wishing for years. And now that I have all of that, it's also now looking at that alignment in the business and saying, you know, and Cameron did. I had a session with Cameron, our good friend Cameron, this year. Well, I had many with him this year, but one of them that really stuck out was actually just like more of a chat session we had, where we looked and he said, look, what are you doing in 5 years' time, Emma? And he made me visualize it. And it was just really potent for me, because I realized that actually what I was doing now, obviously, I'm still going to be doing law of attraction, spirituality, just as a disclaimer. But I was like, actually, do you know what? Like, this is why that aspect doesn't feel good, because if I look at the grander vision, I'm not creating the space for that. I'm not creating the energetic space or the balance in that area to allow that desire to come in. So for me, it's been about really listening. It's been about listening to my needs and my desires and not feeling guilty of you know, like I have to work all these hours or I have to do all of this stuff. It's really been about honoring that balance and honoring myself more. And the more I've done that, which, you know, my mantra of Emma does less, Emma attracts more, is still very much in cultivation and it still is absolutely happening. So not in a sense of I don't want to work. We know I work a lot, but it's finding more balance and alignment with that, definitely.
It definitely sounds like integration of all aspects of life, and just like you've been working on different aspects of life like separately, and now you're bringing it all together and seeing how it all fits into your life, finding balance, prioritizing what matters, what doesn't matter as much, and therefore boosting that sense of fulfillment and satisfaction that is all about what life is about. Mm-hmm. Now this brings us to the end of this fun interview. Thank you so much for letting me interview you for the 200th episode. I still can't believe it's been 4 years, 200 episodes. That is so exciting. I'm so excited for what's to come on the podcast, and I can't wait to be back for the 1,000th episode to chat even more about it. Thank you so much, Emma.
Oh, George, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for doing this. And for everybody listening, where can people find out more about your work, George?
They can contact me on Instagram at George Lizos, well, now on TikTok as well at I Am George Lizos. And of course, they can join my Your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group.
Amazing. Thank you so much, George. And also, I just want to say thank you to everybody listening for all of your support, all of your love, all of your listens, all of your comments, all of your like follows, all of your reviews, absolutely everything. Like this podcast is, I would say, probably the funnest aspect of my business that I love doing week in, week out. And it brings me so many amazing opportunities to sit down with like the world's most amazing people and, you know, phenomenal spiritual teachers who have become like my best mates as well, which is epic. So like this podcast has brought so much into my life, and I really hope that it's brought so much into everybody's listening's life. And, you know, it continues to inspire, it continues to help people, it continues to motivate and help you manifest all of your dreams and all of your desires for many, many, many years to come. So yeah, a big, big thank you from me as well, everybody. Thank you. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to another one of my podcast episodes. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.